This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. People dismayed that the Louisville, Kentucky officers who shot Breonna Taylor have not been charged with her death and vowed to persist in their fight for justice. Many took to the streets in several U.S. cities to call for reforms to combat racist policing. The big question for a town torn apart by Taylor's death and the larger issue of racism in America was how to move forward. Protesters chanted her name and flooded the streets in Taylor's hometown Thursday night. Several people have been detained. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after a nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Viola was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when he was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white, a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Viola's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said that race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings of Todd and Stacey Bagley, who were white. Now more than 981,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 32.1 million confirmed infections. South Korea on Friday said that it would impose tighter restrictions during the autumn holiday weeks when people traditionally reunite with families, flagging the risk of new clusters of coronavirus infections. The new curbs apply to at least 11 high-risk facilities in the densely populated Seoul metropolitan area, including nightclubs and bars. This is VOA News.